Recovery homes provide a supportive place to live for many coming out of addiction treatment. But these houses are mostly unregulated, and some in the Philadelphia region have taken advantage of their vulnerable residents. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Joel Wolfram takes us to Bucks County, where an association of the area's growing number of recovery houses is trying to improve their image.
A few dozen people are settling into seats in the cafeteria of a senior center in Bristol. Most are current or former residents of recovery houses in the area who have come to answer questions about how they work. As he gets the discussion going, recovery house operator Scott Fleming acknowledges some negative perceptions.
This isn't just some home you buy and you throw people in and you collect rent. I know there's that goes on, but that's not what we are. So we want the neighbors to, we want to be transparent, we want you to see it.
Only a few people from the community have shown up to listen, but residents are still eager to talk about how sharing a home with other people in recovery has helped them. Abby Kirshner says it helped her learn to face life's responsibilities without drugs or alcohol.
You have a safe place to go, right? So you go to these houses and then, you learn how to live again, right? The stuff that they don't teach you in treatment, like how to get a job, how to do your chores, how to do all these things that, maybe when you're using or drinking, it doesn't seem like they're important things to do.
The house where Kirshner lived is part of the Bucks County Recovery House Association, a group that's grown as these facilities have proliferated in the region over the last several years, causing some tension with local residents. The houses have little government oversight, and some have been accused of exploiting people in recovery for profit. Pennsylvania passed a law in December to set standards for recovery homes that opt into a new certification program. But like the Bucks Association, participation is voluntary. But Kirshner says these efforts are helping to weed out the bad apples.
People are taking advantage of people in their vulnerable early recovery stages, and without a governing body, you don't know what you're going to get.
For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.